This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it's that time of week when we invite back to studio the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters. Russ Collins is here for Cinema Chat, and we are really at the point now, Russ, where we're gearing up for the Cinetopia Film Festival.
Yeah, it is very exciting around the old State and Michigan Theater, as well as the DIA and Cinema Detroit.
Over Southeast Michigan. It gets bigger every year.
And our opening night film is going to be a film called Eighth Grade, which I was lucky enough to see at Sundance, and it's put together, directed by Bo Burnham, who is a big-time YouTube star. A lot of folks know him. A lot of folks follow his postings and the things that he does in the media. But
this is his first movie.
It's his first feature-length film, and it is outstanding. It's about this 13-year-old girl, an eighth grader. She's at the end of the eighth grade and going to go into high school. And she lives with her mother had passed away, a very loving father who's just trying to relate to his 13-year-old daughter, which if you've ever tried to relate to a 13-year-old daughter, it's really hard. It's a very...
Two of them.
Yeah, very hard time in life. It is just brilliant. It starts off with her, and then occasionally throughout the film, she's doing a video blog, where she's trying to provide advice to other 13-year-old girls about stuff. And she, in a sense, has no business offering this advice.
Oh, well, there's certainly a naivety at 13
years
old.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you see her trying to fit in, and she doesn't quite fit in with her peers. And then she meets these high school kids that are orienting her to her new high school, and they're such nice kids. And you see kind of a hope for her as she goes into high school, but she's got to negotiate the current environment. It is just a great, great film. And Bo Burnham's
going to
be here.
Regardless of gender or age, you can get into the mind of a 13-year-old girl and actually feel what she's feeling.
Absolutely. It's a totally amazing film. And then also that's on Thursday night, the 31st, the 1st, we're very, very proud to do A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, Love on Election Night.
And this has a local connection, right?
Yes. It was written by Q Bashir, and Qasem Bashir is a local guy. He went to Huron High School. Now he's made three movies that have gotten national distribution. This film's going to be released later in the fall, and it stars Omari Hardwick and Megan Good. And the real touching story is it's written with his fiance Samantha, and Samantha and Omari got engaged at Cinetopia last year.
Oh, really?
At the screening of the film that we did
last
year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There's a personal story. But this film was at Sundance. I got to see this at Sundance, A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, Love on Election Night.
The fact that both of those movies made it into Sundance speaks volumes.
Absolutely. And they're both getting released,
right.
which is a really great thing. So congratulations to Qasem. Congratulations. And Omari Hardwick and Megan Good are both big stars, and we'll look forward to announcing who all is going to be coming.
That's just the kickoff to the festival, and it runs through June 10th. So the best way to experience a movie festival, of course, is to get the pass so that you can go see a lot of different things, and in the case of Cinetopia, a lot of different venues and cities.
That's right. Now, so it takes place over 11 days, May 31st through June 10th, and if you just go to 8 films, or you're thinking about going to 8 films, get a pass, because it's going to be a better financial deal for you. Passes also let you to go in and out. We've got documentary films, we've got feature-length films, we've got foreign language films, we've got American English language films, all kinds of stuff. We've got special free screenings outdoors. But if you get a pass...
Does it help keep me out of the long lines?
It can help keep you out of the long lines. It can help you get directly to your seat. It is truly a good deal. So go check out a pass. We also have individual tickets on sale, but when I've gone to festivals, passes have really made the difference. It makes you feel a part of it. And you're going to get that lively feeling this year in Ann Arbor with the State and Michigan Theater. And then the closing night film is going to be Love, Gilda. Now, we're going to have more to announce
about Gilda Radner.
About Gilda Radner. And that's going to be at the DIA down in Detroit.
That's going to be fun.
Very, very, very special screening of that film.
I would imagine there's probably going to be some special folks showing up. Huh?
Yeah, and we're going to make some announcements about that. But this was done in cooperation with her family, and it's gotten great, great. great reviews.
And we will certainly have more on Cinetopia as we move forward through the month. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins of the Michigan and State Theaters. And while we talk about film festivals, we should take note of one that's getting underway right now, the 17th Annual Ann Arbor Jewish Film Festival.
And before we do that, to get the full schedule of Cinetopia, go to CinetopiaFestival.org. You can get the whole schedule lineup and get your pass. Now, the Jewish Film Festival opens tonight. And this is, you know, if you're Jewish, you definitely want to check this out. If you're not Jewish, they just have great films that you should go see. So, for example, their opening night film is a documentary, a family documentary about a family in a small corner of Poland. He does some research on his grandfather, and it unleashes a national scandal.
It's called Scandal in Ivansk.
That's right. And then Maktub is another one. This is a dramedy. It's in Hebrew, but with subtitles. And it's about two mob enforcers, and they're the sole survivor of a terrorist attack. And it really changes their lives because they are inspired to change their fate, turn away from crime, and they go to the Western Wall and look at people's prayer requests and help them achieve their prayer request.
Nice. So,
it's a charming piece that's a little sideways. Cuban's Forgotten Jewels is about the fact that Cuba was actually open for immigration during World War II when a lot of places were closed, so that there was a very large Jewish population that immigrated into in Cuba in the 1940s. And this is a story about a family who got involved in the diamond trade that ended up building up there and polishing diamonds. And the festival goes through the 16th, and there's a documentary about G.I. Jews. It's Jewish Americans in World War II, and there were 550,000 Jewish Americans that served in World War II, some of them famous, like Mel Brooks and Henry Kissinger, most of them unknown. But it's a documentary where these veterans share their experiences, and then there's some post-screening discussions for many, many of these films. They close with an interesting documentary called Doing Jewish, A Story from Ghana. And this tiny community in rural Ghana have been practicing this religion for generations. And then they discover they've been practicing Judaism. And so, anyway, this is a festival that's been put together by great folks, and it's going to be starting today, and then it runs through the 16th.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat, and there are plenty of films opening right now besides the Jewish Film Festival
as
well.
And a film that people are really, really looking forward to, it's called RBG. It's
a superhero film about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That's right. It is a documentary on Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There's a lot of anticipation about this. Mm-hmm. Very well put together. And Kenneth Turan, who is one of my favorite critics, as people know, said, "This woman is a force, and the great service this clear-eyed and admiring documentary provides is to emphasize not just Ginsburg's work on the court, but how extraordinarily influential she was before she even got there. She was an advocate for women's rights from the time she first went to law school, probably before that, and very, very effective. What a great character. What a great story, and very well told in this documentary that opens
today.
Looking
forward to that, and I'm also looking forward to Racer and the Jailbird.
Yeah, this is a French film that has two very magnetic stars, Matthias Schoenaerts and Adele, whose last name is very, very Greek, and I have a hard time pronouncing it. But they're very attractive, very excellent stars on the stage, on the screen, and one is a driver, the woman is a driver, Adele is a driver, and the Matthias character is a kind of a shady guy, and it's about how their lives intersect, and love, and capers, and racing. A very energetic film that opens for a very short run. And then a week from today, we're opening the documentary on Pope Francis, A Man of His Word, and you just heard a little NPR piece about the Pope and some things that are going on and things that they're dealing with. So this is an insight.
He has certainly been controversial.
Insight into this man. So Lives Well Lived is a documentary that we do every year with the University of Michigan Public Health University of Michigan Public Health Director Vic Strecker is going to be there to talk. But we do it with the senior program at the University of Michigan Hospital. And this is a great story about adults 75 to 100 years old. It's going to be next Thursday at 7 o'clock.
A lot of wisdom in that movie.
There is a lot of wisdom. And it's a fun movie. It's a fun movie. We're still playing Tully. You Were Never Really There, that great Lynn Ramsey film. If you haven't seen Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs, go check it out because it's going to go away very, very soon. Itzhak is this documentary on Itzhak Perlman, the handicapped violinist that is just an amazing guy, an amazing musician, but an amazing human being, and the documentary really plays it out. Back in Burgundy is one of those wine films that people really like. And then opening at the multiplex is Breaking In, which is Gabrielle Union stars as a woman who will stop at nothing to rescue her children who are locked inside their house.
The comedic offering comes from Melissa McCarthy, Life of the Party.
Life of the Party. Her husband dumps her, and she goes to college, and it ends up being the same college that her daughter's going to, and comedy ensues.
Can you imagine?
Melissa McCarthy's always great.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.